ERHE NAKODA, Cochrane RCMP are laying impaired driving charges from one ERHE Nakota First Nation resident to another, following a fatal collision on Highway 1A last summer that took the life of a Fort Saskatchewan woman. Deirdre Snow, 29, has been charged with impaired driving causing death, impaired driving causing bodily harm, impaired driving while having a blood alcohol concentration of more than 80 mg per 100 milliliters of blood causing death, impaired driving while having a blood alcohol concentration of more than 80 mg per 100 milliliters of blood causing bodily harm and public mischief. On August 19, 2022, Cochrane RCMP and EMS were dispatched to a two-vehicle collision on Highway 1A near Morley Road involving a motorcycle and SUV. The investigation revealed the SUV was traveling west on the narrow highway when it crossed the yellow center line and collided head-on with the motorcycle. The driver of the motorcycle, 53-year-old Samantha Wiley from Fort Saskatchewan, was declared dead at the scene. Officers originally charged Kendra Bigstoney, 33, with the same crimes as Snow, plus failure to remain at the scene of an accident, and driving while suspended or disqualified. According to RCMP, however, it was later determined that it was actually Snow driving the vehicle at the time of the collision. When officers initially arrived on scene, somebody had told them Bigstoney was driving the vehicle, or seen exiting the vehicle, said Media Relations Officer Corporal Lacey Blair. Upon further investigation, we were able to determine that she was in the vehicle but not in the driver's seat. As a result, Bigstoney's charges will be dropped at an upcoming court date. Snow was held for a judicial interim hearing and will appear in Cochrane Provincial Court May 2. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers ERHE, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.